Good morning, guys. I'm actually up early today. It is only 7 o'clock in the morning. You guys will all be hearing this at different times, so it won't be 7 o'clock to you. But let's hear a word from our sponsors and then go ahead and jump into today's topic, which is going to be LGBT. All right, guys, we're going to get into two topics really fast. Like I said, I'm on my way out. I'm going to be in a parade where I was asked to walk with a gay bar in Laguna Beach that I used to call home, which I still do call home. It's the only gay bar who still supports me as I'm conservative. I don't go to the gay bar on purpose because I don't want to affect their business, as I was a topic of conversation from 2016 to 2018 when it came to the LGBT community. I didn't want to hurt this owner's business, although this owner did reach out to me and did give me her full support when the rest of the community was turning their backs on me. So I did accept the invitation to walk in the parade with them under a couple of stipulations. One, I said I was going to bring my scooter. Two, also, I'm going to wear a Trump flag and Trump shirt. And she said it is a Laguna Beach Patriots Day parade, so I can be a patriot in any way I want. So this is the way I'm going to do it. And the rest of the people going, which are drag queens and gay people who all hate me, by the way, have no idea that I'll be wearing this such garments. But let's get into it because it's about to get really interesting. Anyways, guys, let's go ahead and get into the topics of today. So what I want to talk about first is LGBT. The Alphabet Soup Nation, LGBTQ Nation, I always criticize them and I post about them constantly because they always are out there to race bait or to gay bait, I like to call it. For example, one time they said Amy Klobuchar, who was running for the Democratic presidential candidacy against Pete Buttigieg, she looked at him weird, and LGBTQ Nation posted an article saying she looked at him weird, maybe because she hates gay people, which is a complete false narrative and really reaching at that point. So I do call them out when they're stupid, and I do call them out when they're wrong, and I do like to do that. So this morning I ran across something that I saw that they posted, which was a goodbye letter to a gay Republican who recently voted for Trump. So they literally had the nerve to say, "We are writing you a goodbye note." And it was a really, really rude note. And it said, like, "You're not welcome here." It's to former GOP rep, Republican Congressman Aaron Schock. The letter, I'm not going to read the whole entire thing, but I will go into a little bit of it just because it's kind of interesting and slash funny. So it says things like, "Congratulations on coming out, Aaron." It says, "But you are not welcome here." And I noticed in the lengthy non-apology you posted, the words sorry and apology appear not even once. Blah, 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 blah. But wait, you're not welcome here. Blah, blah. I just have this to say to LGBTQ Nation. Girl, it's been 4 years. We walked away from you. You posted this Thursday, March 5th, 2020. We left you in 2016. So we don't care if you want Republicans who are Republicans who are gay back, because we don't want you. So that's literally all I have to say to your open letter to Aaron Schock. And it's kind of messed up that you guys would do this publicly like this. And, well, I'm not surprised. You guys are very petty. So that's the first situation. The second situation is actually a little bit more important. It's about LGBTQ Americans will not be counted on the 2020 U.S. Census after all. And the gays are really pissed. In fact, Megan Morey from Criminal and Economic Justice Project Director at the National LGBTQ Task Force. I didn't even know we had a task force. What? But anyway, she says, if the government doesn't know how many LGBTQ people live in a community, how can it do its job to ensure we're getting fair and adequate access to our rights, protections, and services we need? Well, my whole thing about that is this. If we are equal, then it doesn't matter, because the rights we have are the rights everyone has. Welcome to the equality you claim to fight for. What rights do the LGBTQ people want that no one else in America can have? That's a real question. Of course, nobody can answer it. We fought to be equal. If y'all still want to be segregated, then why did you fight for equality? I can't wait for the day we stop separating people by color still, let alone go backwards and segregate next to color and sex and race and religion and all the other crap. As if being gay is an accomplishment or a handicap. It means nothing. and you shouldn't mean anything to anyone except me and who I choose to be with, period. So that's my whole stance on the situation. I think that it's crazy that the LGBTQ Americans would even be upset about this, because why would we need to be counted on the census? Like, why do they need to know your sexuality on the census? The only thing I can see coming out of this is them segregating us away and separating us away even more. I fought for equality. I fought to be a normal person. We have normal relationships. So I think they should count us as normal married couples, which they do, and I appreciate that. So I'm really, really happy that Congress decided not to put the LGBTQ people on the census this time around, because it's not important. It's really not. It's not an accomplishment, but at the same time, it's not something to be ashamed of either. So there's two sides to the story. Let me know what you guys believe and what you guys think should be happening. Do you think the LGBTQ people should be counted in the census as gay, as if it changes anything in the census? Or do you think we should be counted as normal married couples and normal single people? Let me know what you guys think. Go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast out. I really, really appreciate it. Again, I'm on my way out to Laguna Beach to be in the parade and show my support for Donald Trump while walking with nothing but gay people. Anyways, guys, for the two contributors who have started to contribute on my podcast, I want to thank you guys so much. I want to thank Kelly Ardent. You are beautiful. You're amazing. I can't wait to do your daughter's. I'm here for her wedding. Thank you for your support on this podcast. And also Rainy K, of course, always rainy. It's always rainy in Southern Illinois. Rainy K is somebody I'm going to be speaking on stage with in Southern Illinois coming up here April 17th through the 19th. We will be in Southern Florida in Carbondale. So if you guys are anywhere near the surrounding areas like St. Louis, Missouri, Kentucky, Chicago, make sure you guys come on down and hear us out. We're going to be having a big Trump rally in Southern Illinois. I'm going to be flying out there from California. So thank you, Rainy K, also for the support here on this podcast. And be sure to share out this podcast. And I want to know you guys' opinions on it. So share it on social media sites like Facebook and use the hashtag #TheAdorableDeplorable so I can go ahead and read those questions and I can read those comments, concerns, and what you guys think about these two articles by LGBTQ Nation. So, all right, guys, that's my story. I'm to get into it. And like I say in every video and now podcast, I'll see you in the next one.